quasi-military organizations called the National Guards were established by the far-right National Party on the 28th of October. That's the anniversary of independent Czechoslovakia. The move didn't receive much attention in the Czech Republic at first, although Slovakia's President Ivan Gasparovic was quick to warn the Czech authorities of the danger of indifference. Jan Richter has been looking into developments.
The far-right National Party bases its political agenda on the defense of Czech national interests. Last year, they erected a monument to Czech patriots, victims of Second World War, at the site of the former Roma concentration camp in Leti, central Bohemia. And on the anniversary of Czechoslovak independence last month, they established an organization called the National Guard, whose unarmed members are to follow military discipline and undergo military training. Pavel Sedláček is the spokesman for the National Party.
There were three reasons. First, the abolition by the Defense Ministry of their emergency battalions meant to respond to emergencies. As you know, Defense Minister Parkanova abolished them. Another reason is the almost total destruction of the police of the Czech Republic. In small communities, the police can't even protect their offices. The third reason is the increasing wave of violence committed by unadaptable citizens.
Political scientist Miroslav Mareš from Masaryk University in Brno, who specializes in Czech far-right extremism, says that the National Guard, which is to take public oath in a year's time on the 90th anniversary of the foundation of Czechoslovakia, does represent a new strategy by far-right activists in the Czech Republic.
This is not a new idea, the creation of something like a National Guard, because it was one part of the program of the party manifesto of National Party before the election 2006. However, I think that the establishing of some stable organization with consistent activities, this is something new, because this is a new element in the history of Czech far-right.
A similar group was established in Hungary at the end of August and received much attention after several hundred of its members took a public oath in Budapest. The parallel between the two movements prompted Slovak President Ivan Gašparovič on Saturday to warn the Czechs not to underestimate such nationalist movements. Marek Trubač is the spokesman for the Slovak president.
According to President Gašparovič, it would be very bad if the newly formed Czech National Guard followed the model of the Hungarian Guards. Official Czech institutions cannot, in the president's view, accept the founding of these organizations without adequately reacting to it.
Czech Interior Minister Ivan Langer was quick to promise on Monday that Czech authorities will keep a close eye on the National Guard and that the police will make sure Czech laws are observed under all circumstances. Meanwhile, political scientist Miroslav Mareš says that this strategy on the part of the National Party could prove successful and eventually gain the far-right group more supporters.
In a long-time perspective, the National Party has some potential to win parliamentary representation. On the other hand, the Czech far-right is traditionally weak. It's a tradition from the First Republic in interwar period. In the 1990s, was in parliament the Superior Socher, the Republican Party of Miroslav Sládek. However, since 1998, there's no parliamentary representation of the Czech far-right. On the other hand, I think that the National Party is now the strongest party within the nationalist spectrum.
Political analyst Miroslav Mareš there, and that report by Jan Richter, who joins me in the studio now to tell us about still further developments. So, Jan, what is the latest?
Well, today, on Tuesday, the National Security Council had its session concerning the events that are planned on the 10th of November in the Prague Jewish Quarter. And President Václav Klaus, together with Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, said they would not let the National Party form any kind of National Guards, as this is unacceptable in a democratic country.
And we stay on the topic now of extremism. In a moment, I'll be joined by my colleague Rob